Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Prosen back on the show. Bob is the president and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. His training program, the Small Business Accelerator, is visionary, inspired, and very important. And he's our good friend Bob. Welcome back.
Great to be with you, Jim. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. So, Bob, one of the things that I do that drives my family crazy, when I go to a small business to do business with them, so not all the time, but more than you might most people might imagine, I actually say to the small business owner, "You're not charging me enough for this," and they look at me like I'm crazy, which I know I already knew that. But and my kids are rolling their eyes, right? They can't stand it, and the reason they don't go with me much anymore when I'm doing that. But I'm just seeing small business owners who don't know how to charge for their own products, and you're witnessing this across the country, aren't you?
Absolutely, and it's interesting to see it because people are selling a lot. There's a lot of sales going on. Revenue is really strong, and all the clients. And you know, I talk to probably 200 or 300 CEOs a month. And the top line's good. It's very strong. And I've got a number of clients that I'm working with where the profit at the end of the day is not where it needs to be. In fact, there's a pretty high percentage of them that continue to miss their profit number.
Hmm.
And the combination of
now, pricing. When you say profit number, are you talking gross profit?
No, I'm talking
net. You're talking about net profit.
Before taxes, EBITDA.
But the bottom, near the bottom line, after expenses, okay.
After expenses. No gross margin here. We're talking mm-hmm. total. And they're declining. And they're declining for a couple of reasons. People costs are going up, and they're going up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're involved with that with some of your guests these
yep.
days, but it's going up quite a bit. And because of a great economy, we've got people changing jobs. I've got one client that just lost their CFO. Fantastic
wow.
CFO. To go
wow.
to another big company. The cost to replace them
right.
is horrendous.
See, I wrote an article about this, Bob. I wrote an article about this 3 weeks ago. Folks, do you remember this? Remember me talking about this? This is an example, Bob, of where, and I'm sorry to get political on this, but this is, I've been angry about the inequity of the tax bill for small business. Corporate America.
It is inequity.
Corporate America got a fistful of dollars to throw at employees, new employees. You and I are competing for those same employees. Your client just got poached. His CFO just got poached by a bigger company because they probably got more tax dollars than your client did.
Tremendous a difference, actually. It's a very big difference. The numbers that people are leaving for, I haven't seen, I don't know if I've ever seen them. They're really,
right.
really high. People are doing well.
Yep.
I mean,
your client probably can't because they didn't get the same advantage.
No, they can't. We're talking about small businesses that are trying to hire a CFO that's over $200,000. I mean, when you think about a small business, and
they're probably not paying the
CEO,
the founder of the company's probably not making that much money.
No, they're not. So that's a big problem these days. And
yeah.
in addition to that, we've got insurance costs that are going up like crazy. And the third piece that I'm seeing is transportation and shipping.
Yeah.
It's getting really tight, it's getting hard to find, and it's costing a lot. So all of those things are contributing to eating up all that great revenue that these businesses are producing.
Do you think
what we've got to do about it, right?
Do you think the problem is that they're not raising their prices when they can, or they're not being allowed to raise their prices to get that margin that will pay for those new expenses?
It's a combination of both. There are some where the customers are very smart, and they know that you as their supplier are not operating as efficiently as you can. They're very smart. These buyers are very smart.
If they want you to be around, if they want you to make sure you do your job, they've got to let you make a profit.
They do. But they'll make sure that you're running efficiently. The other one is, it's not just that they won't pay for it. We don't sell it properly, Jim. We're not out there talking about total cost. We're still selling on price, and that's hurting a lot of customers of mine because they're not getting full value for the services they're providing. They're just competing on price.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a mistake. If we're just competing on price, you and I both know that's called commodity.
That's right. Well, if you're a small business, you can't be in the commodity business.
Well, you really can't unless you've got the lowest cost structure out there.
Yeah.
And we just said the costs are going up, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be able to sell what's known as total cost. And as I'm working with clients and teaching them how to do this, they're having success getting it done, but it's such a change in strategy.
What is the definition of selling with total cost?
Total cost is a combination of price plus all of the other costs associated with a client making the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't buy us. They're considering buying our competitor. But we know that when they do that, switching costs are high.
Right.
Because they've got to leave us and go there.
Right.
They know that stockouts that we're really good at ensuring don't happen are very expensive.
There's going to be some mistakes. There's going to be some growing pain mistakes early on. It's going
to
cost money.
So what we try to do is capture the cost, the real financial cost to our customer for changing or not picking us. And how do you do that? You ask them these questions about their current provider, if we're not that provider. And you find out where the rubs are. Once you figure out where the customer is saying they're having struggles with somebody else and they're considering us, you quantify, you make them quantify through a series of questions.
Put an allowance in your pricing for that.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
So now you say to the customer, our price is one component. The cost you've been incurring by not having us is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Those go away. Those costs go away when they hire us, because we're better at delivery, we're better at quality, we're better at customer service. So all of the additional support that the customer was needing with the other supplier, they don't need with us.
It's like recasting a financial statement. You're recasting the price structure.
Exactly right. Yeah. And you have to educate your client on this.
Right. Bob, I need your website, please.
www.bobprosen.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. It's an award-winning book. By the way, he and I will be right back. Stay with us. I was a
dandy. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.